Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of Marconi, Guglielmo Marconi, born in Bologna, Italy, 1874, who was only 20 years old when he got interested in electricity and electromagnetic waves, or radio waves. Started building his own equipment. He wanted to improve on wireless telegraph technology. In 1895, he was able to transmit over a hill, about a mile. 6 years later, he sent and received a signal across the Atlantic Ocean. Credit for the invention of radio comes down to a series of patent battles, and Marconi battled against a man named Nikola Tesla, who was ready to transmit a signal in 1895, but a fire destroyed his lab and all of his work before he could do it. It all went to court. Marconi had better connections than Tesla did. Tesla's patents were overturned. Marconi got the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1911. But Tesla's original patent for radio was upheld by the Supreme Court in 1943. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Kooser, born Ames, Iowa, 1939, flunked out of the writing program at the University of Nebraska, went to work in the insurance business, retired in 1999 when he was diagnosed with cancer. He lives on a farm near Lincoln, Nebraska, with his wife, Kathleen Rutledge. 1953, on this day in the journal Nature, James Watson Francis Crick published the paper that first described the structure of DNA. It was Friedrich Miescher who discovered DNA way back in the late 1860s, but Watson and Crick described the DNA molecule as a three-dimensional double helix. It was 50 years later, on this day, 2003, the Human Genome Project announced that it had finished identifying and mapping the genes in human DNA, the largest single investigation in modern science. Scientists had expected to find that humans had more than 100,000 genes. Turns out we have only around 30,000, about the same as mice. It's the birthday of the poet James Fenton, born in Lincoln, England, 1949. James Fenton, who said, "The writing of a poem is like a child throwing stones into a mine shaft. You compose first, then you listen for the reverberation." It's the birthday of Howard Garris, born Binghamton, New York, 1873, who published an Uncle Wiggily story in the Newark News 6 days a week for 37 years, from which the books, the Uncle Wiggily books, were written. And it's the birthday of Ella Fitzgerald, born Newport News, Virginia, 1917, about whom Ira Gershwin once said, "I never knew how good our songs were until I heard Ella Fitzgerald sing them." Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Tattoo. What once was meant to be a statement, a dripping dagger held in the fist of a shuddering heart, is now just a bruise on a bony old shoulder, the spot where vanity once punched him hard and the ache lingered on. He looks like someone you had to reckon with, strong as a stallion, fast and ornery. But on this chilly morning, as he walks between the tables at a yard sale, with the sleeves of his tight black T-shirt rolled up to show us who he was, he is only another old man, picking up broken tools and putting them back, his heart gone soft and blue with stories. Tattoo, a poem by Ted Kooser, from his collection Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.